Hi, Central Ohio. This is Lauren and Allison here.
Hi, everybody.
Again, so two podcasts, 2 days in a row. We're really excited because we are here with Reynoldsburg's mayor, Brad McLeod. So he has offered to spend some time with us and talk to us a little bit. For anybody that doesn't know, we have a new Y going in just across the street, and it's gorgeous in Reynoldsburg, Ohio. And Mayor McLeod was really one of the main people to really get this going and get this passed. And we'll talk about that a little bit more later, but we're super excited to get to take some time to talk to him today about everything that's going on in Reynoldsburg with the Y and Reynoldsburg in general. I think we want to talk about that too while we're here. While we have his attention, yes. We're going to talk about everything.
So thank you for being here
thank
with
you.
Us today,
I'm
Mayor.
Happy to
we
be
appreciate
here.
Your time.
I'm happy to be
yeah,
here.
We're excited to hear all about it. So I guess we'll start with you. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got here,
how you came to be mayor? I think that's
yeah.
all really interesting.
I go back. I graduated high school from Reynoldsburg High School in 1979, which makes me extremely old.
No, only as old as you feel.
Yeah.
It's just a number. I do have my 40-year reunion this year. And,
nice.
You know, I look at some of these pictures, I think, who are these old people in my class? But I've been here a long time. I first got involved with the city as a volunteer in 1987. I served on a couple commissions
the year
and boards.
I was born.
Thank you.
I wasn't even a look on the map.
I'm just saying. Okay.
Sorry. We won't go into more dates from us.
And I was elected council president in 1991.
Okay.
And,
that's
where
I was born.
Okay, you're my daughter. So. But spent 12 years as council president. And I was concerned about the way this city was trending. I didn't feel like things were going in the right direction necessarily. And I thought I could make a difference. And at the end of 12 years, I hope I did. And I'll let someone else make that decision as to whether I did or I didn't.
I think you did, yeah.
Reynoldsburg is a thriving, growing city.
Up and coming.
Can you talk to us a little bit more about maybe the direction that it was going and how you've managed to turn it around and what that looks like for the city?
One of the biggest challenges we had was revenue. I'd been in this position a couple years and learned that the city of Reynoldsburg operated on literally one half the amount of revenue of other cities our size. We were tasked with doing the same things at the same level of services with one half of the money. Mm-hmm. So that was a sobering moment for me because we couldn't grow ourselves out of it with new businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And the Y became a very important component of that when we went to the ballot. And ultimately got more revenue, and in turn we can put that back into city services and city products for our citizens.
It's so exciting. I remember when the levy was happening,
yes.
like refreshing constantly that website, and all of my Y people and I are like in group chats, like, I think we're going to pass it.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
That tax levy passed in every single precinct of the city,
which is virtually unheard of. Yeah.
And it was the Y as the anchor that was the biggest reason.
Well, we're excited.
We're honored to be here and that this community wanted that and is still wanting it. And we're seeing that every day through social media, through interactions we have being out in the community. So it's really a welcoming feeling. And to feel so wanted, it's really special.
Yeah. How excited do you think this city is to have a Y here?
The city is very excited. I can tell you.
Chomping at the bit. We see it every day on social media.
I don't speak for other people very often, but on this one, I'm comfortable feeling that people are very excited.
Are you guys excited out there? I feel like once we share this on Reynoldsburg's page, we'll get lots of comments about how excited they are.
Yes.
So how did Reynoldsburg and the Y become a team? How did that partnership begin?
My first year in office in 2008, the city had several meetings with the Y.
So it's been a long time.
It has been a long time coming.
Yes.
Wow.
John Bickler was the executive director then. And the economy was in a recession. The finances on our end were just not possible.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not the time to go to the ballot when people were largely out of work and foreclosures were rampant. But we continued the dialogue through the years. At one point, we met with the leadership of the YMCA about potentially taking over the swimming pool, which is now gone.
Mm-hmm.
And there was extensive discussions about that. So it has been, we've had discussions with the Y since my first year in office in 2008.
It's a long time. I didn't know that.
I didn't realize
it was that long.
Yeah.
And now seeing it all come to fruition, what does that mean for you to now be able to see it happening?
You actually saw it through from the start.
Yeah.
There's a physical building now. It's
it
cool.
is absolutely wonderful.
Yeah.
It has been a long road with a lot of twists and turns. but to look out my window and see the construction day by day, this enormous, beautiful building, it's really, really nice.
Yeah. And for anybody that doesn't know, this is a true collaboration between the city and the Y. So the city owns the building, is building the building. The Y is going to run the programs and services within it. So it's a little different than some of our other Ys where we actually own the building, own the land, all that. This is a true 50-50 collaboration.
It's a big gift from the city to its people.
Yes.
And that's
and from
really
the people,
cool.
from the people that work here and pay the taxes.
Well,
and
again, we couldn't do it without the Y's in
and
staffing it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we couldn't do it without you.
Yeah.
So it's a true partnership, and we love to see it. We're excited to see it continue to grow.
Speaking of staffing, if anyone wants to come work
at
your new Y, we are hiring.
We have employment, ymcacolumbus.org/employment. Put Reynoldsburg in the search bar. You'll find our jobs.
Find our jobs,
quick plug. Our HR team will be happy.
Yes.
So what are you most looking forward to at the Y?
I think I'm looking forward to it as a gathering place to walk through and see people at the pool, the kids on the splash pad, people on the bicycles lifting weights. It gives our citizens a place to come together.
Yeah.
It is a community center in the strongest sense of the
word. There's nothing really else like that
we
here.
Have
the pool was
the
that
pool was
way.
That,
sort
to the
of,
extent
yes.
we had that, it was the swimming pool. But we are the only city anywhere near our size without a recreation facility of this magnitude. So. We're
you
really
got a good
excited.
One coming.
Yes, we do.
Yes. Well, and I think we talked a little bit with our CEO, Tony, yesterday about what makes the Y special. And it's there's all these different entry points for people to come and get involved with the Y. But they're all coming to the same place, no matter what their need is in the community. If they want to be healthier, if they need childcare, if they need
learn
somewhere.
Learn how to swim.
Yeah, if they want to learn how to swim, like, they're coming to the Y, and that's where we get this amazing opportunity to make these connections
Meet
and make
so many
community happen.
The community.
Yeah.
It's so exciting to see.
Yeah.
We can't wait to be a part of it. What will Reynoldsburg residents expect to find at the Y?
I think everybody is going to be able to find something that they connect with.
Mm-hmm.
I really think it's going to be somewhere or something for every age. Every category of citizen we have.
We've got really, the youth space there is
awesome.
So cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I've gotten the privilege to be able to walk through it a couple times and to see that there's a designated teen center, a designated kind of intermediate, and then younger kids for child watch. It's going to be so cool.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to see it all keep coming
I'm very
together.
Excited to see it, yes, once it's all done, so.
Do you have any personal Y stories, or has the Y affected you in any way?
I have a very pleasant Y memory when I was really little, and I say really little, like 5 probably. Lincoln was president at the time. I beat you to it. My mom and I rode the city Coda bus downtown to the Y, and I took swimming lessons.
That's so cool. That's my home Y. So
yes. So it was a big deal. I still have very fond memories of that, jumping off into the water and someone waiting for me there with the open arms.
And we still do that. And at the downtown Y, at all of our Ys, and at the Reynoldsburg Y, we'll have swim lessons. And that's just, I think everybody has a Y memory.
Yeah.
If you had a Y in your community, you have a Y memory. And now we get the opportunity to have this in this community, which is so cool.
Yeah.
What else are you excited about? Any like personal, like family stories or anything? Are you guys looking forward to actually coming to the Y and being members?
Oh yeah. Absolutely. I hope to be the first.
You member. Will be the first.
Yes.
All right.
He's going to be the first signed up for his membership. First Reynoldsburg Y member in a couple weeks.
Yep.
So stay tuned for more information on that.
Yeah. We can't
coming
wait.
Soon.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I want to be an active member of the Y. My life is pretty good and my waistline shows it. So.
Mine too, Brad. Are there any other cool things in Reynoldsburg? Tell us some fun stuff that's on the horizon in Reynoldsburg outside of the
There is a whole bunch of good things going on. There is a very large Kroger store. It's one of the largest the Kroger's ever built under construction. It will be opening in November.
Awesome. Is it a marketplace? Those are my favorite.
Ooh, I love those Kroger
so
marketplaces.
They're dangerous.
Yes. Yeah, for the waistline, as we're talking about waistline.
And for the pocketbook. I mean, all the cool
Yeah,
Kroger's.
Everything.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
So anyway,
we've got a new restaurant going in downtown Reynoldsburg, which is becoming very, very vibrant. Tempe Taco Company.
Ooh.
And that will be opening probably in September.
Very cool.
We've got some apartments that are going to be built there in Old Reynoldsburg there overlooking the water. We've got a lot of good stuff going on. The Columbus Metropolitan Library has said they're going to build a new branch here in Reynoldsburg.
That's so cool.
And that's going to be sooner rather than later. So yeah, there's a lot of good things going on.
And if you've never been to Reynoldsburg, I mean, Main Street is just thriving.
Booming.
Yeah. I mean, booming.
Yeah.
And I've been to Reynoldsburg on and off throughout my life. I mean, and it's just how much it's come around.
Yeah.
It's just awesome. And to see it thriving and to see the really cool restaurants and all the neat shops and all that coming to life is really, really cool.
And the Y gets to be a part of that, which is really cool. And also Ohio Health is coming into our building as well.
And that's so unique. We have nothing like that right now. And I'm not sure how many Ys even in the country have something that's like this with a partnership with Ohio Health.
That's a new innovation, and both sides are very excited about it.
Yeah, so these residents now have their health and wellness center and all of their doctors and things right on the same site, which is it's really cool. And then the path behind the building, I love the bike path, and it's just going to be a central place for the community where everybody's going to be able to find something and live a little healthier and just get connected to their community.
A true, like you said, true community center.
Yeah.
And right in the heart of Reynoldsburg.
Yeah, right in the heart of the city.
So fun. Okay, our last question. It's always our favorite.
We ask everybody on our podcast this. I hope our listeners are tired of
hearing it. They're probably over
it,
but we're not over it yet, so we're going to keep going. So finish the sentence. If not for the YMCA,
there would not be a recreation center in the city of Reynoldsburg.
Yeah.
Period. It simply, we could not do it ourselves.
Aww.
So, but for the YMCA, there would not be.
Not be that community space.
The community space.
We can't
love
wait.
It. Yeah, we're excited. We're happy to be here. And the possibilities are just beginning.
Yes.
So
for programming, for all the fun things that could be there. And the building is beautiful. I'm sure all of you that live here can see it as you're driving down Main Street. And it's so awesome. And it gets better every day. So we can't wait till we can really be here in the community with you all. So thank you for coming and hanging out with us today. Thank you so much, Mayor, for hanging out with us.
Yeah.
Anything else before we go? Got anything else to say? Okay. He's done. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We'll see you next week. We've got another really cool podcast, hopefully with our YMCA 175 delegates, our youth delegates who are coming back from London, England.